So I want to begin with your deeper perspectives on the cycles that you talked about back then, that you write about here, and particularly these cycles have gained mainstream publicity around the Mayan calendar and prophecy. But you were talking about some things 4 or 5 years ago too. So what cycles are we in the midst of right now that you see?
Well, you know, the this is interesting because the best minds of our time are telling us that, in fact, we are living a time unlike any in recorded human history, in 5,000 years of recorded human history, Alan. And our own science is only now on board and catching up with the oral traditions and the wisdom of some of our most cherished and ancient traditions. Mm-hmm. And where that catching up is occurring is with relation to cycles. Our almost universally, our ancestors have told us we live in a cyclic world. Nature's based on cycles. I think we understand that. But here in the West, in the industrialized world, we've been led to believe that life, earth, civilization, progress, technology is linear, mm-hmm. that it's a one-time deal, that civilization began about 5,000 years ago,
right.
that it is a linear development, and we are at the top, the pinnacle of sophistication of where that civilization has led. And because of that, mm-hmm. the changes that we're seeing in our world right now have caught many people in the West off guard. So they tend to see the changes as indicative of something wrong or something broken in the world. Whereas when we leave the Western worldview, and I spend a lot of time in traditions that are beyond the Western traditions, the Andean traditions of Bolivia and Peru and Tibet and Nepal and India, certainly throughout Southeast Asia, Africa, Australia, almost universally, they have known that this generation, our time in history, would be a time of turmoil. Now, they didn't say it was the end of the world, and they didn't say it had a bad outcome, but they all said that the changes we would see in our lives, and this is really important, they said the changes that we would see would be the changes, the collapse of unsustainable ways of thinking and unsustainable ways of living that could no longer hold up under the stress of a cyclic change that they knew was coming. And that's the change every 5,125 years. Every 1,872,000 days, Earth changes its position in the heavens, the mm-hmm. tilt, the angle, the wobble, the orbit. And when that happens, it changes our relationship to the heavens, our relationship to the sun, to the center of our Milky Way. It changes climate on the planet. That changes the weather. It changes when it rains, where it rains, when we can grow our food, how we can grow our food. And what it means to us, Alan, is that we are changed mm-hmm. in the presence of those shifts, because we must choose to either work together to help one another adapt to these natural cycles, or if we don't understand them, we believe something is wrong. We begin to fight one another, and that's the choice I think we're making right now.